Simon & Schuster Audio presents I Love the Bones of You, My Father and the Making of Me, written and read by Christopher Eccleston. Prologue. I saw how the story ends. My dad was eating his dinner, every mouthful so slowly, a labour of disinterest and disengagement as he lifted the fork to his lips. Opposite him was an aged man of similar disposition. Like my dad, he was wearing a baseball cap. Neither said a word. No acknowledgement of one another's existence. It was the first time I'd seen him in the home. I walked over. "Hi, pal." He just mumbled, nothing remotely coherent. I sat down and looked at him, my face no more than 12 inches from his. The nose, the brow, it was all still there. Same as when he peered down at me from his chair, his throne, as I lay on the carpet, playing with the toy Indians, Cochise, Chief Sitting Bull, Hiawatha, and Crazy Horse, which he'd given me and so perfectly named as a kid. That was the face of Ronnie Eck, handsome, fearsome, an eagle. Except this eagle was no longer soaring, the eyes no more sharp and searching. The luster had gone, the last few downward spirals of a once strong, proud, and vital being. I was struck by the sheer pathos of it. I could see that life can end like this. We lose our physical strength. Our mental capacity does diminish. What cut deeper, to the core in fact, was the absence of spirit. My dad had always been a grafter, a fighter, full of bonhomie and passion. Now he didn't know who he was and where he was. A man once so full of vigour had been slowly drained of life, replaced by mere existence. I was seeing my dad reduced to a shell. His appearance said everything. Dad had always been so fastidious about the way he looked, always immaculately clean. As a kid, it used to make me laugh. He'd wash his face so hard that his nose would shine, dry his hair so vigorously it stood up, the detail only a child sees. Coming in from work would be marked by a shave and a spruce-up. No way did he want to wear the factory when he wasn't in it. Looking good was hugely important to him, and when the dementia came, my mum kept up the standard. When he lived with her, he was turned out fantastic. But he wasn't getting that care in the home. And I don't blame those people. They were understaffed, and they didn't love him. You don't get cared for the same as you do by people who love the bones of you. We used to drive past this place. "Shoot me," Dad would say. "I'm not ending up in there, I'll tell you. Shoot me. If you won't shoot me..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?